So I am going to be giving you a little update on the work in Armenia, but before that, I'm going to just come back to this passage that we looked at, this parable that the Lord Jesus told, and it seems that the Lord keeps bringing this parable back to me over the last few months in various ways. It's come back. Either I've heard a sermon or, in fact, actually, it was used in one of our lessons during our camps during the summer. And I think it's so important, and there's so much we could say about this parable. We can't possibly talk about that this morning in the time that we have. But as is the case with these parables that Jesus spoke, you know, he's taking a very simple, real-life example, something that everybody can understand, and he's using that to illustrate such a deep truth and such an important truth. And, you know, sometimes we can get tied up in the parable itself and miss the point. And of course the point, the reason that Jesus used these parables was to make a point. And the point that Jesus here is making is really that we should be using that which Jesus did, that which Jesus gave us, that which God has given us, to the utmost. We should be making use of the talents or the blessings or the grace or the abilities, whatever it is, to bring glory to God and to use it for the furtherance of his kingdom. And it's interesting that Jesus says here that these people receive different numbers of talents. And it says in verse 15, to every man according to his several ability, according to what he could do with it, in other words. According to that person's individual ability. And that is absolute key to us understanding what God expects of us. God hasn't made us out of the same mould. We've not been created on a production line so that we're all the same. We're all very different, aren't we? We've all got different abilities. We've got different personalities. We deal with different situations differently. And of course, God knows that. And taking all that into account, he gives us those things which he knows can be best made use of to further his kingdom and to bring him glory. And here we see a very clear example in this parable that Jesus is saying to this one he gave this number of talents, to this one a different number, to this one again a different number. And you know, each one of us should be asking ourselves the question, what am I doing with what God has given me, with the time that he's given me, with the energy and the strength and the health, and then of course the physical things that he's given me, what am I doing with them? And of course there's often a tendency to look at other people and say, well, look, this person's not using their talents in a particular way, therefore that means I'm okay not to do. But no, I think what Jesus is saying here is that we should look at what we've been given, that what God has enabled us to do. And we see in the passage that this master, he left these servants with these talents and then he went off on his journey and he was going to return later. And you know, in a sense, the Lord has given us this time, hasn't he? He's given us the opportunity to make use of the days that we have. He's given us the opportunity to take responsibility for what we have. And we know that, of course, one day the Lord is going to return. We know that one day we're going to stand before God and we're going to have to give an account of how we've lived, how we've made use of the blessings that he's given us. And of course, we see here in this parable the fact that what they were given was actually just very small. In fact, it was symbolic, really, because it says that the master says that you've been faithful over a few things, and I will make you master over many things. And of course, we know that that is true, don't we? We know that the Lord has got great things prepared for us one day. And what we have here, what we enjoy here, what we experience here is so small, as we've already heard. It's not worthy to be compared to that glory. It's not worthy to be compared to what God is preparing for us. But what are we doing with those, the little things? Are we being faithful? And so as we look at these different people, we see that two of them, they put to use that which the master had left them responsible with. The person that received 5 talents, the person that received 2 talents, they went and they traded them, they made use of them, and they came back and they had a full return. And it's interesting that in both cases, the master says exactly the same thing to them, that you've been faithful in the small things, and well done, good and faithful servant. But yet there was one who decided that he wasn't going to risk it, he wasn't going to trade it, and so he hid it in the ground so that he could just give that back to his master on his return. And you know, I think for many of us, sometimes that's the problem, isn't it? That we don't want to take that risk. We don't want to expend the energy, maybe. You know, maybe we're worried about what tomorrow will bring. You know, we want to store up some things for tomorrow. You know, you remember in the Old Testament when God promised manna to the children of Israel, and he told them very clearly, he said, You're not to store it up for the next day. If you store it up for the next day, that which was a blessing will actually become bad, and it did. It turned bad, and it says that it would smell. And of course, the children of Israel, they did exactly that. You know, they stored it up, and that was because of a lack of trust for God. You know, sometimes we're tempted to store up what we have. You know, and I'm not just talking about, you know, I'm not just talking about finances. I'm talking about every aspect of what God has given us. You know, particularly our time. You know, often we say, well, I haven't got time today. I need to wait until I've got more time. And in a sense, what we're doing is we're waiting for the interest to bring us more time. It's almost like we've put the time in a bank and we're waiting for it to grow, and then we'll start to serve the Lord. But of course, it doesn't work like that. And often that tomorrow never comes. And instead, we're like the man who hid that one talent. We're storing it, we're saving it for the rainy day, but it's not being put to use. It's not being put to use in the way that God intended it to be. God said to Abraham, He said, I will bless you. And he said, I will bless you so that other nations will be blessed. It wasn't just for you, Abraham. It's not just so that you'll get blessed and you can keep it to yourself and enjoy it. No, I'm going to bless you so that others will be blessed. And of course, as we look at the example of Jesus, that's what he did, didn't he? He came to earth, and what did he do? He blessed people time after time after time after time. Jesus blessed people. He had that power. He had that ability. He had that knowledge. He didn't keep it to himself. Others were blessed because of him. And so I want us just to ask ourselves, what am I doing with what God has given me? What am I doing with my time, with my energy, with my health, with the days that God has given me, with the physical resources? Am I using it for his glory? Am I using it in such a way that one day God will say to me, "You've been faithful in the small things. Well done, good and faithful servant." You know, God, he loves us, doesn't he? He loves us. And it's his grace is so clearly demonstrated in this, that he gives us responsibility. He's given us the responsibility of proclaiming the gospel. And you know, we see his love coming through that. We see God's heart in that. Even though we're a lot of the time we fail, a lot of the time we don't make the mark. We praise God, we are saved, we're sinners saved by grace. But sometimes we fall, and yet God still chooses to work through us. He still chooses to provide those resources, to empower us, and to include us in what he's doing. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that great? And you know, for us, we're reminded of that often out in Armenia, in the work there. We've got this. This is such a blessing to be in part of what God's doing. And we're all in that, aren't we? If we're all in that. If we're praying for one another, if we're supporting one another, we're in that together. We're able to enjoy that blessing together. So may God speak to us through his word. May his word remain in our hearts, and may our lives be such that when others look at us. As we just sang, they will see Christ always in us, and that he will be glorified.